Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's West Side Story is the current offering at the IU Opera Theater in a thoroughly accomplished and engaging production. As I looked over the cast list, I realized I was seeing the results of a gradual change in the relation between the School of Music and the Department of Theater and Drama. When I first saw West Side Story at IU, it was in a theater and drama production in the old theater. Though they had actors and dancers for the show, they had to import a School of Music student for the demanding vocal role of Tony. Since then, things have changed radically with the growth of the musical theater program. Though this year's West Side Story still has School of Music students playing Tony and his Maria, the cast list is simply dominated by theater department students. Saturday night's Tony, John McLaughlin, had just a bit of trouble adjusting his classically trained voice for the demands of musical theater in his opening number, but then settled to act and sing the part with assurance. Emily Stokes sang well and was a charmer as his Maria. For me, it was their duets that were the musical high points of the evening. Mark Winsky as Riff, the leader of the Jets, and William Angulo as Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks, seemed to fit themselves into their youthful leadership roles in their societies. Gina Ricci was a force of nature as Anita, Bernardo's girlfriend. Jake Haney as Action led a neatly staged version of G. Officer Krupke. West Side Story offers a curious world, totally peopled by young, mostly teenagers with only a few adult figures. Harry Watermeyer was menacing as the bigoted lieutenant who wishes the Jets would clear out the Sharks. Blake Kendall was the chubbly, hapless Officer Krupke. Bill Kloppenburg was sympathetic as Doc, the wise village idiot, and Jeremy Johnson was silly as Gladhand, the foolish village idiot. Throughout West Side Story, the level and complexity of the movement and the dance was key to the show's success. Stage director and choreographer Joshua Bagasse has all the classic Jerome Robbins moves in place and plenty of others as well. The days when a dance number at the IU Opera meant that a small number of dancers were out front doing the steps, while most of the singers were doing simpler moves, are definitely behind. Set and costumes were by C. David Higgins, the dramatic and active lighting by Patrick Miro. Rob Fisher conducted the orchestra, the singers, and the dancers in an assured and dynamic fashion. He nicely exploited the extra richness that the chamber orchestra offers over a Broadway pit ensemble, and at the same time kept the necessary rhythmic edge. The IU Opera Theater's production of West Side Story continues with performances on Friday and Saturday, April 16th and 17th. You can find this and other reviews and an interview with the show's two Marias on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.